Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Demai. Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav gives us three different cases of ways that one might declare Maestros, and this could apply to Trumas and Maestros or just Maestros, whether it's Tevel, Vadai, or Demai, it doesn't matter. And these are cases which are really illustrative. They're not necessarily cases that might happen a lot. One of them is fairly common, but the others are going to be really uncommon, but they're illustrating a very important halachic principle. And so we're going to go through them one at a time, and we're going to understand what the principles are that they're kind of to illustrate. Hayulafan of Shtei Kalkolos Shel Tevel. And so the case is that he has two baskets of Tevel. Could be Tevel Vadai, could be Tevel that already has its Truma taken, we're only talking Maestros. We're going to use the phrase Maestros, but as we've mentioned before, sometimes the phrase Maestros refers to Truma, Gedola, and all of the Maestros. So either way, we're talking about the Matanos that have to be taken left, that are left to be taken from these baskets. Okay, so he has two baskets in front of him, and they are Tavul at some level. They need to have Maestros taken from them. The Amar, Maestros Zobazo. And he says, the maestros of this one are in that one. So what does that mean? It means that I'm declaring that I'm going to pull out the maestros for the grain in basket A from basket B. Right? So that works because they're both chayav, and therefore it's me'aser min achayav ala chayav, and harishonim mi'useres. That's actually not an unusual case, right? And then I just pull out the measure. So I take out two chulins from B for the Truma Gedola and 10 for the Maaser Rishon, etc. And I'm going to take all of that out of basket B, and basket A is going to be Metukan, right? So that's going to work, okay? And that's actually an uncommon case. That might happen a lot. However, the next case is a little bit less common. Shel Zobazo, v'shel Zobazo. Instead, this is not a follow-up. This is a new case. I have two baskets in front of me, and I say the maestros of basket A are in basket B, and the maestros of basket B are in basket A. So in that case, harishonim mi'useres. It only works for part one, right? Because when I declare that the maestros for basket A are in basket B, so that works. We already know that from our first case. And then I just have to take maestros out of basket B for maestro A. But when I then turn around and say, and the maestros for basket B are in basket A, that doesn't work. Because at that point, basket A is already metukan. Because I already declared that its maestros are in basket B. So the chulin that remains, excuse me, the tevel that remains in basket B, that still needs to be fixed and have its maestros withdrawn, that cannot be helped by basket A, because basket A is already metukan. And therefore, I would be taking trumos or maestros min apotor alachayav, right? Because basket A is no longer obligated to maestros, it's already been metukan, and basket B remains obligated. So that doesn't work. So what I have to do then is I have to take out the maestros for basket A from basket B, and then I have to take the maestros for basket B from basket B, right? Alternatively, I could take the maestros for basket B from basket C, but the maestros from A have to come from B because that's where I declared them to be, and the maestros from B cannot come from A because it's now potter, and potter al-chayiv doesn't work. The third case is actually a little bit more complicated, but basically it's the effective way of doing what I wanted to do in the second case. So what if I say ma'asrosehen ma'asros kalkola b'chaverta? Right? So the declaration here is these two baskets, ma'aser for these baskets, the ma'aser for each basket is in its friend. So I have now simultaneously declared that the ma'asers for A are in B and B are in A. And since I said it the way that I said it so that it is instantaneous, right? I said for each one, their maestro is in the other. So that actually works. And now I have to take maestros from basket A for basket B, and from basket B for basket A. Why would I want to do that? Can't imagine. No reason. It's just illustrating the halachic principle, right? Because you might as well just take some mice without saying, you know, the kind of the cross pollinization, as it were, because it doesn't gain you anything. Either way, you're taking the full set of Trumas and Maestros from A and the full set of Trumas and Maestros from B. They're just applying for each other. It's just illustrating the halachic principle of why it works in case A and it works in case C, but it does not work in case B. Because it always has to be Minachayev Alachayev or Minapator Alapator, but not Minapator Alachayev or Minachayev Alapator.